It's time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate. And one of the events that has been unavoidable over the last, maybe 10 days, not so much later this week, but earlier in this past 7-day period, like last Friday, Thursday, Wednesday, and even before that, there were hundreds, thousands perhaps, when you consider the size of northern Minnesota, but there were these giant flocks of little brown birds. And I studied them for a while, and I thought, what the heck are these? And you may recall last week I asked Harry Hutchins about them, and he mentioned a few species possible. And then I got to looking as these birds flew, and the thing that I noticed was that on the rump, at the base of the tail going toward the body, there was a slightly light patch. Now, it's probably pale yellow, because these turned out to be yellow-rumped warblers, but they're juveniles, or they're either juveniles or they're females, but for the most part, they look like juveniles, and there are, as I said, thousands of them coming through. And so the yellow-rumped warbler, as you see these little flocks of brown birds in your yard, look at the base of the tail, and if you see a little light-colored spot there, pale yellow if you get close enough, those are the yellow-rumped warblers, and they have been flooding the area and are probably on their way to someplace warmer than here. And they are the last of the warblers to leave. Harry tells us that the yellow-rumped warblers, they are insectivorous during the summer. They're feeding their kids protein, worms, bugs, whatever they can catch. But this time of year, they switch their diet and become fructivorous, and they start eating fruits. And that allows them to stay on their range a little bit longer in the fall than the rest of the warblers who have, for the most part, left the area. Speaking of newcomers, the dark-eyed junco. The junco is coming in. I saw my first juncos here on the 26th. And I know that some others had reported juncos in the area. Now the juncos are dining in my yard, coming for the white millet, and it's kind of fun to see them around. I've been watching the flickers, and there are still lots of flickers around. Eastern bluebirds, I scared one up out of the field the other day, and it's not the last of the eastern bluebirds. October will bring flocks of them, well, family groups, 5, 6, 7 of them, sitting on the power lines as you're driving along. And the bluebirds never sit next to one another. They always separate by 30, 40 feet. They never want to be close to one another. If they're sitting side by side, this time of year, it's too late for swallows, but probably grackles, or not grackles, starlings. Starlings sit close to one another, but the bluebirds never do. They always sit separated. It's though they need a little space from one another. The other thing I saw this week, a common garter snake, I think a male. It was a small snake. I was mowing my lawn for the first time since, sometime in August, and so it needed it. But there was a snake crawling out of the grass and heading for the woods, and I kind of noted that. This is the time of year when they're going to be kind of shutting it down and heading for cover. I'm going to hibernate. I cut down some birch in my forest the other day, some that were stressed and dying, and I thought, well, good time to make some firewood. So I cut them down and chopped them up into blocks and stacked them. And as I was stacking them up, I had these two hermit thrushes come around, and they were really curious about what I was doing. I don't know if I was disturbing the forest in a way that allowed them to find food or what, but they buzzed around me for, I bet you, 15 minutes while I stacked wood, and they hopped around and sat in the brush and looked at me. It was really kind of interesting to see their reactions. I guess the big news for this week is that the red maples are probably reaching their first peak of color. Now, there are still green maples out there. There are maples that are partially turned, but boy, when you're out riding around right now, The intensity of the color that you're seeing is mostly red maples. The other maple, the sugar maple, is doing very well, but they turn yellow, and they are bright yellow. If you live in an area of sugar maples, you're probably seeing lots and lots of yellow right now. We had a frost last week on the 28th, the night of the 28th, or morning of the 28th. I had 29 degrees, 132 days of frost-free weather this year in my house, and that's about 12 days longer than average. The red maples reaching their peak was about 2 days later than average, just a little bit pushing the later side. Quaking aspens, I saw my first quaking aspens begin to show color this past week, and some now are, I guess I would describe them as solid color, that is, they're kind of uniformly yellow, but not yet, the aspens are not yet at their peak. That typically is right now, 1st of October is when typically the trembling aspen reached their peak. The big tooth aspen are just starting to fleck in my yard. There may be some in your yard that are a little further along, but the big tooth aspen are just starting to show a little color on the first leaves. So lots of green, spots of yellow here and there. The tamaracks are there in the swamp by my house, in the wetlands by my house. The tamaracks are they're not green anymore. They haven't reached anything approaching first peak of color or anything like that, but they're definitely less green, more lime green than green than they were a week ago. So the tamaracks are starting to change. The silver maple in my yard looks green as can be. I don't know when it'll start changing, but it may start changing this week. We'll see. Bur oaks and red oaks have reached the... I've seen some now that are fully colored. So I would say the first ones are solid color, but there are lots and lots of red oaks and white oaks or bur oaks out there that are not yet changed color. So keep an eye out for those. Common evening primrose is still blooming. Few asters still blooming. Some of that stuff is still going on. Lots of stuff. It's that time of year. There's a horse chestnut that I watch along the river road that is bright red, reached its peak of color. It's about a week late. And normally it's a week earlier than this for it reaching its peak of color. And we'll just have to keep an eye on that. And I expect that probably this week the leaves will start to fall off. Red squirrels are cutting and storing pine cones in a big way, and the northern holly has lost most of its seeds. They've been eaten by robins, white-throated sparrows, and others, so they're getting down to it. And I noticed as I was walking out toward the outhouse the other day, the blue bead lilies are starting to turn yellow. The leaves of the blue bead lily are starting to turn yellow. Final note for this week, I watched as a bald eagle flew down a gravel road, and the whole time he was flying along, he's being harassed by a crow, and I could see that the eagle had something, some morsel of food. I don't know if it was something he caught, like a mouse or what, but the crow was hoping to distract him enough that he might drop that morsel and the crow would then avail himself. But the eagle wasn't worried. It was just kind of flapping along, and the crow was doing all of its little dives and feints and this sort of thing and that sort of thing. And the eagle was just like, whatever, leave me alone. I got food to eat. That's the Phenology Show for this week. Stay tuned. We're going to have a special interview coming up with Mark Jacobs, the retired land commissioner from Aiken County.